Okay, today is Daf Chaf Zayin. We're actually on Chaf Vav on the days. We're on the bottom line, but we're going to go back to the two dots. We're going to just read it quickly because it's really one stroke. It's hard to say. What? Okay. So here we go. Im Amar Lo HaKohen B'Tzoch HaZman Tinehu Li Harei Delo Yitelo. If a Kohen walks over to you, the Mishnah said that it's up to the owner has to keep the animal for 30 days or 50 days, and then he gives it to the Kohen. So what if in the middle of that time the Kohen says, you know what, it's a halacha, you have to keep the animal for 30 days, I'll keep it. I'll take care of it, I'll feed it, I'll do everything for 30 days, let me have the animal. So the answer is, you're not allowed to do that. Why? Because it looks like the owner, so it looks like the Kohen is working for his matana. And that's not proper. So therefore, that's not proper. My taima, why not, right? Amar of Sheshes, b'nei shenira kikohen hamisayeya b'beis hakranos. It looks like the Kohen is working at the silo, right? It looks like he's working at the granary. Tana Rabbanan, we learned in a brisa, hakahanim halaviyim v'haniyim, kahanim, leviyim, aniyim, hamisayim b'beis harov. If they work, if they help out in the shepherd house, beis hakranos in the granary, beis hamitbachayim, or in the butcher shop, because they want to throw lechayim in a keva, the eino still have truma umaitzer b'scharon. You can't give them truma and maitzer as their schar. The emotion can't. If you did that, chilu, it's a chil Hashem. It's a terrible thing. Aleim akasav omer, and about that it says shichtam brit halevi. Right, the levim have destroyed their brit. But omer, it also says that's kachiv b'nei Yisrael l'schal of losa musu. Right. You're going to die. My Omer, why would you took him? Chi tema misa lo. If I would think, okay, listen, you're not allowed to do this. If you don't get misa, tashma, es mitashai b'nei Yisrael, lo tzachalu below samusu. Right? The Tosef points out, it's not misa. It's not one of the things you get misa for. You don't get misa if you go help out because you're poor and you want to, you don't get misa for that. But it's not a problem. It's like misa. You should get misa. Obitchi chacham lekonson, the chacham wants to take a knat, leos, mafrishin, alehem, Truma Mishalein, and wants to require you to give Truma again. They wanted to require that. However, if they not low consum, why didn't they do that? Because Dilma Atila Afruche Menaptur Al Hachiyu. They didn't want somebody to be mafresh what's already been mafresh on stuff that's not been mafresh. Like yesterday, if somebody has a pile over here, right, and someone has a pile in Jersey, and they tell him. You have to give again. I said, fine. So I'll give on Jersey, and it'll serve my pile here in New York. Problem is, the pile in New York, you already gave truma. That doesn't work. Tosfos explains the reason why it doesn't work, the reason why we didn't make a kenas here, and many times in Shas, we do make you do it again, is because over here, you think, oh yeah, I gave the kohen. That wasn't truma, that was a salary. He helped me out over here. He helped me out in the. The Chacham don't allow that to be counted as truma. Therefore, it's a salary. Okay? Fine. Very good. So therefore, they didn't make that gzeira, because they were afraid if you made that gzeira, people would think that they gave it salary. They never gave truma at all. Really, that's not true. And therefore, they're going to give truma again, but they're going to give it on an improper way, and therefore, it's not going to be chal. The whole thing's a problem. They didn't make that knas. What they say? They said, it's as if you should be deserving mitzvah. That's a good thing. Okay? Now, Ubechulon, and in all of them, we're going to see in a minute, it's only Truma, but we said all of them, Ubechulon, and all of them, Yesh Tovas Hanah Leviolin. There is such a thing as Tovas Hanah for Violin. What does that mean? Ketad, what does that mean? Yisrael Shehifrish Truma, Mikri, Yisrael separates his Truma. He didn't give it to anyone yet. He didn't give it out yet. He's deciding, which Kohen should I give it to? Who should I give it to? Umatzu Yisrael Acher, and he bumps into his friend, the Amalo, and the friend says, the friend to Yisrael, Hey lecha selazeh, I'll give you this dollar. V'tenuhu leben biti kohen, give it to my grandson who's a kohen. Right? I'm not a kohen. I had a daughter. I have a daughter. My daughter married a kohen. Right? Then they had a child. That child is my grandson. He's a Kohen. I'm not a Kohen. Right? So give it to my grandson, who's a Kohen. That's mutter. That's mutter. I'm wondering, could he have said, give it to my daughter-in-law? Give it to my son-in-law? I don't see why not. Why does he take grandson? Right? Give it to my daughter-in-law. Give it to my grandson. My grandson's a kohen. I'll pay you for that. That's mutter. What? Right. So that's mutter. Nothing wrong with that. How can there be nothing wrong with that? You know why there's nothing wrong with that? Because the kohen didn't pay for it. So Yisrael paid for it? That's exactly the chiddush. Someone else is allowed to pay. You can get paid. It's a small token. You're doing the mitzvah anyway. Right, so do the mitzvah at that family. Instead of that family, you can get paid for that. However, im haya kohen, le kohen usher. If one kohen says it for another kohen, that's usher. Kohen actually, I'm a rich guy. You want to give it to me? Give it to my neighbor. He really can use it. That's usher. Why? Says Rashi, top line. No sin sella. Give this, I'll give you, the kohen says, I'll give you the dollar. Kadei sheitnena le kohen acher. Krovo, his relative. I don't think it matters if it's irrelevant or not. Usher, it's usher. Why is it usher? Kivil dildi de chazile. Since you could give it to this rich kohen, nira kohen hamisayaya. It looks like he's working for it. That's what it looks like. Right? What's the difference if he works in labor or he works by paying you? What's the difference? There's no difference, right? Because he shows up at the puts an apron on and starts working. That's not proper. What's the difference if he shows up with a check? What's the difference? Either way, it's not proper. A Yisrael is proper. Right? You hear that? Betana, my time lo ka'amar matnos kahuna. Now the Gemara asks, we said that out of the first word today at the bottom line say, ubakulon. All these cases, you can do this. And then we give an example of Truma. What about all the other cases? Can you do this for Zroa, Lechayim, and Keva? Can you do this for all the other Matanos, right? For Bechor. Can I walk over to you and say, listen, here's a dollar. Give the Bechor to my grandson, the Kohen. Could you do that? Why did the Gemara only pick the Truma? Right? It's Amalecha. I'll tell you why. Because Truma, the Kedushas Hagufhi, Truma has inherent kedusha saguf. Kivan de lo mitzchala, it's impossible to make truma into chulin. It's impossible. I can make bechor into chulin. How can I do that? Have it get a monk. Zoro lechayim and keva is never kaddish to begin with. Truma is kedusha, and you can't get rid of that kedusha. You can't do anything. You can't get ma'aser sheni. You can get rid of it. Ma'aser ani doesn't have kedusha. A ma'aser sheni I can redeem. Right? Like even a carbon you can redeem. Truma, you can't, it's impossible. There's no redemption. Once it's truma there, it's kodesh forever. You can't do anything. You can't get rid of that kedusha. Therefore, kivun de lo mitzchala, lo asi limitabe. You're not going to make a mistake. What's the mistake? Says Rashi. Kedusha sagofu. The kuli al miyadi, de lo nafka lichulin. Everybody knows the sin. That truma can never become chulin. Everybody knows that. Below usi high kohen diyoev abi imo hasela bigine, right? The kohen that his grandfather directed the truma to him, and the grandson knows that the grandfather paid for that. The grandson knows that he's never going to think in a million years. You know what just happened? The truma became kohen. He's never going to think that. By other times in Kedusha, when there's a money transfer, it does happen. By Ma'aser Sheni, it happens. By Bechor, it can happen. But other times, it happens. But by Truma, everybody knows. It never happened. What did my grandfather do? He redeemed the Truma. Now it's cooling? No, he doesn't think that. No one knows. No one thinks that. Right? Ulamanek ba'inyin chol. And he's going to treat it now as cooling? Right? Ulamemar ischala la b'hai sela yavle abi imo. And it became chulin, but the money my grandfather paid for this? He'll never think that in a million years. He'll never think that. Every kid knows you can't do that to truma. You cannot make it chulin. It's impossible. You can't redeem it. You can't buy it back. Nothing. Now, back in the Gemara. Hani, everything else, kivan de kedushas gamim ninu, not kedushas aguf anyway. Right? Asi limite bahon, davar mischal, kiddushusayhu arba zuti. The guy might think that it was turned into chulin by, let's say, for example, a bechor or zro lechayv. The guy will think, what happened? What did my grandfather do? He gave money. By giving money, the kedusha went away, and now I can do with it whatever I please, right? But asi lemenek ba minak chulin, and he'll come to treat it in a minak chulin. How could you treat? Think this out. How could you treat zroa lechayv and keva as a minak chulin? Already chulin. Right, it's already cool. What are you going to do to it? So Rashi says, "Shelo yochlam betzali ubachar del kedinam hamafurish perak hazroa l'chayim v'keva." You're not going to eat it with mustard and roasted. Remember, we said the default way to cook is roasting. The best way is roasting. If you don't like roasting, then you can do whatever you want. But if it's all the same to you, the most special way to eat the food is by roasting it. Why? Everyone knows it tastes the best. Barbecue is the best. So. The Kohen should eat Zroa Lechayim V'Keva like that. He should. What's he going to think? He's going to think, my grandfather paid for the whole, there's no kedushin, I can do whatever I want with this meat. Right? That's not true. Therefore, Umishum Hachi Lo Tinyahu. That's why we didn't learn this din by other things. Because that might happen. We only learned it by Truma, because Truma, the kedushin never goes away, it's never going to happen. Then Rashi says, B'hai Dinakat B'chulon. Why do we say Bukulan? All of them. So the Truma. But all of them? Hachikaman. Bukulan Trumas were Maestras, the HM Thomas enough. Yeah, but all Trumas and all Maestras. That's what we meant to say. We didn't mean by all Maestras Kahuna. We only meant by Trumas and Maestras. Why? It's the only time it applies. Why? Because no Kohen is ever going to get misled. By the other ones, the Kohen can get misled. And he could think that there was a transfer of Kedusha. That's not true. But he'll come to treat it as a Minig Bizayin. What kind of Minig Bizayin? He won't eat it roasted. Okay. Now, the Gemara has a tangent now for the rest of the daf, all about issues of truma. Okay? Here we go. One part of it at the bottom of an aleph is very, very difficult, but otherwise it's okay. Amar Rava. Trumas chutz la'aretz ein ba mishum kohen ha-mitzayaya, beis ha-granos. When it comes to trumas chutz la'aretz, there's no din of truma in chutz la'aretz. No such thing. Truma is dependent on the land. So they did make a din of Truma Durabanan on lands that are right near Eretz Yisrael. It's called Truma Durabanan. Sure, you're right. Exactly. So for that Truma, there's no such din that the Kohen can't go help. When can't the Kohen help? At Truma Duraisa. So in Surya, the Kohen can put an apron on, show up at the grave, and say, okay, where do I start? You can do that. So you can't do that. You can do it. Right? As a matter of fact, Rav Chama, Yoav Le Lashame. Rav Chama gave this truma to his Kohen, who was his attendant, who obviously worked for him. No problem. No problem at all. In Eretz Yisrael, he never would have done it. Chutz La'aretz, it's no problem. Okay? So that it might be if he's a salary anyway, it might be different. But he doesn't work for you. But all of a sudden he shows up one day. Okay, where do I start? To work for you because he wants the truma. That's very, very. It's a bizarre for the coin to do that. He's belittling himself. The sign of a coin behaves. Now we said yesterday you could walk back and forth the guy's window all day long. He should see you. That you can do. Once you start working, you're belittling yourself. It's a funny thing because the guy's really poor. He really could use the food, right? That's halacha. What can I tell you? But in Syria, it doesn't apply. And what if he's a worker anyway? I don't know. Anyway, he's a worker, right? So I don't know. That's it. I don't know what the halacha would be in that case. I don't know. Right. So he works for you anyway. I don't know the halacha. Okay. Next, Amar Shmuel, Shumas Chutz La'aretz Batal Baro. Shumas Chutz La'aretz is Batal Baro. Now, look at Rashi. Batal baro. Now we know that truma is batal b 100, right? In order for truma in Eretz Yisrael to be batal, that's to be in 100. Comes along shmuel, but the chutz la'aretz is about regular row. Correct. Right. Those are abundant anyway. Minotaur is all batal baro, right? We're machir by truma, so the chutz la'aretz that truma went away, we're back to row. Simple row, right? The Rashi says something very controversial. Rashi says Nitzbatel Barov, La'ochlo Lazar. Even in Israel can eat it. The low boy, Echad Umeir. You don't need one in 100. Right? Tosas vehemently argued on that. He says, no. But what doesn't mean that a Zar can eat it? What it means is a Tomei Kohen can eat it. Tomei Kohen can eat Truma. Nitzbatel Barov, he can eat it. Why? Because that's a Machmer. A Zar can never eat it. Right? Then Rashi says, Ula'acha she'irva berov kulin, after it got mixed up in rov kulin, yachol le'echol zar, says it again, O Kohen, bimei tuma, la'achar shebitla, after it got bottled. Okay? That's another din about Trumas Chutzlaretz. Rabba, what happened, mibatle berov, right? He was mibatle in berov, he did it via dayim. The achale bimei tumasa, and then he ate it while he was tamei, right? So that's how we say Rabba here means Rabba was a kohen, right? Some have a gerus here that it was Tosfos points out. Don't think it's Rabba because Rabba was not a kohen. Remember we had that whole machlokas: was Rabba a kohen or not? It's not so clear. What? Rabba and Abai. What about Rabba? But we had a story a few weeks ago. Wasn't it at the end of Pulim? Rabba might have been a kohen. Again, the question was: did he change the gerus there to Rabba? Anyway, that's what Rabba did. He did it be a dayim, right? Right. So he said, the footnote says that they held you're allowed to because the din of ein va'lisa l'chachila only applies for the arayis, not for the rabbanos. So the Rivan here says that the Rajma says that the Rabban says no. That no, that means it already was possible. You can't do it be a dayim. See the Chav Gimel? The Chav Gimel says. Now I'm not sure exactly what goes on in the next case. Rehuna Breda of Yeshua, who by the way was a Kohen, he was a Kohen also. Ki misrami lechamer de truma, when he had truma wine, havale rami trei nat lichulin, right? And he was tame by the way, right? Havi trei rami trei nat lichulin v'chadal nat le de truma. He took two ladles of chulin. And one ladle that was truma, a truma ladle, right? I said this once, and someone said it was not true. That what's a natli? Natli is a kli, right? The word natilas yodayim comes from the word natli, which means a kli. The problem with that pshat is, what about natilas lola? Doesn't make any sense. Huh? That's a, what does natli mean to say? Who said that? We think that's what it means, right? So we think it means, what does it mean to take? Right? It means a kli. The word natli means a kli. Natli is a kli. Anyway, shaka, so what'd he do? He brought with him two ladles of kulin and one truma ladle. Shakil chad, he took one ladle out and he drank it. Then, mikan ve'elech, rami chada v'shakil chada. Then after that, he kept putting one back in and taking one back out. To always make sure there was bottle of a row. I'm not exactly sure what went on here. Right. There's to put one back in to make sure it's always bottle. Right. Okay. What? Right. It's a right against the rush, right? Right. Okay, next. Got that? This is the hard one. Omar Shmuel. Trumas Chutz La'aretz. I'm sorry. It's not the hard one. This is the next. Trumas Chutz La'aretz. Ochel v'holech v'yachak kach mafresh. Trumas Chutz La'aretz. You can eat and be mafresh afterwards. I can go eat and I have to remember. You can't do that with regular truma. Because it's called teva. Until you mafresh it's called teva. You're not allowed to eat it. Here, it's not so true. Says Rashi. Ha'ochel v'holech ha'tevel, you can go eat the tevel. The yishayer, and you leave over kidei truma, you leave over an amount. V'yafrishet ha'bachrona, be machrishet later, it's not a problem. A regular truma, you can't do this. But again, these are all these kulim, because it's only truma derabanan nechutz la'aretz. It's not an issue. No, so by regular truma, that's not the reason you can't do it. It's not because I'm going to forget. It's because it's usher to eat. It's usher. Right, so here, it's not really us. It's only the Rabbanon. So, yeah, you have to, you shouldn't forget. Right? Obviously. But it's okay. Now, that's what Rashi said. So, says Tosfos, the little Tosfos, Achakacholet, Okavaholet. Mashma, says Tosfos, something interesting. Mashma, Delo Boy Muka. We have a din that when you are Makrish Truma, it has to be all in front of you. Right? Or at least the pot has to be in front of you. Here, it's already in your belly. You ate it already. What do you mean? Right? It says Tosfos, obviously, you don't need to have Muka. That din doesn't apply. Right? So, it makes perfect sense. Right? What? It's not in front of you. So then Tosfos says, well, maybe you could do Muka in whatever's left. But if you didn't eat, so why should you violate that din also? Right, the pile's downstairs, and you're upstairs. So go downstairs. Why should you? Yeah. So do the best you can. Why should you have to doctor go out of your way and have to do muka? Oh, you ate it already. But still, what's left? Whatever's left, you should do muka. Okay, fine. Next. Good. Yomar Shmuel, new din. Ain trumas chutz la'aretz asura ela bimi shehatuma yotza alav migufo. The only tuma that applies by tumas chutz la'aretz, by tumas truma of chutz la'aretz rabbanan, is only tuma that exits your body. What exits your body? A zava, a nida, a balkeri, right? Well, let's say you touch the mace, and you tell me mace, it didn't come out of your body. That would not be matami the truma. Okay? Even though it's tuma chamura. One second. The hani mili bachila. That rule only applies by eating. Avol b'negiya less lumbar. But by touching, even if a nida touches it, it makes no difference. Even if a balkari touches it, it makes no difference. Why? Because we make it, because it's only derabana. Okay, so it only applies by eating and by a tumor that leaves your body. Okay. Okay. Fine. I'm a Ravina. Hilkach, therefore, listen to this case. Nida, anida, kotza chala, anida can separate chala, but ochala kohen katan. And a kohen katan can eat it. Why can a kohen katan eat it? Because, look at Rashi. Rashi says, below gadol, the first wide line, below the bottom, below gadol, a gadol cannot eat this truma. Why can't a gadol eat the truma? Because, if they shat tuma, yatza alav migufo. Because a gadol could be a balkari. That's tuma that leaves the body. A 6-year-old kid, never a balkari. So, again, the nida, all she did was touch it. So by touching it, she didn't make it tummy. Even though nida is tuma that leaves the body. She didn't make it tummy. Now she wants to feed it to a kohen. Only a katan can eat, not a gadol. Why? Again, because a gadol is a balkari. And a balkari is tuma that leaves the body. We're going to get to Bismarck's death. I don't think so. I think we're going to get to that in a minute. I think it's okay. Below Gadol, Beishatuma, Yotzal Abigufo. Vim Tabal, is also a controversial statement, says Rashi, Vim Tabal, Lekarav, Harehu Kikatan. What if he goes to the Mikvah? What if the Balkari goes to the Mikvah? Then it's not a problem anymore. You got rid of that Tuba. Lashon Acher, another Pshat, Lahachi Nakat Kohen Katan. Right, this is what we talk about a kohen. Shalom raw keri. He never saw keri as a cotton. Below yatsa tumah migufa. He never had tumah coming out of his body. Right? Ubashildas to Rav Achai mefarishachi. That's how Rav Achai explained it. So what changed the two versions? The two versions, what changed is, can you go to the mikvah? According to the second version, it seems like going to the mikvah doesn't make a difference. Right? Doesn't make a difference. Okay. So, again, give it to a kohen katan, no problem. Now, be lek a kohen katan. What if you don't have a kohen katan? What if you don't have one? So, says the Gemara, shakla la beresh masa, put the chala into a big, some kind of kli that you use in the oven, like a big, like those pans in the pizza shop. That's what I think this means. Put the chala on that big pan, Vishadya bitanura, and send it into the oven. Put it into the oven. Right? Why are you doing that? Why are you doing that? Right? can't give the challah to a kohen, so what should you do? Go burn it. Right? Then, Vahadar Mafrishah. Now, one second. Rashi says something impossible. Rashi says, the Rashi of Beresh Masa, first says Porgin, which is the name of the Kli. Then Rashi says, the Kama de Efshala Hadzure Mizdahara Maligaba Ma'acher Shakarala Shem. So, as much as you can avoid making Tumah, avoid making Tumah. Therefore, use a Kli. She doesn't make tummy anyway. She needs to touch, she doesn't make a tummy. What does she mean by that? Very difficult Rashi. Okay? So then the Gemara says, Vahadar mafrisha chala achrisi, then be mafrisha chala a second time. If this being mafrisha chala a second time is fake, you're already mafrisha, you burnt it. Because no one wants to eat it. Now you take second chala. Why take a second chala? Kihechi de l'tishkach toras chala. So we should never forget such a thing as chala. Okay? We shouldn't forget such a thing as chala. And then, ba'ocha le kohen gadol. And then an adult can eat it. The Tulsa says, how come we don't give off truma so we shouldn't forget truma? How come we don't do that? How come only the chala can do that? Right? How come we don't do that about anything else? Let's do this fake thing so we shouldn't forget about it. Why don't we do that? Right? Again, it's not challah, because the challah has been burnt. So what is it? It's nothing. The proof it's nothing is that a gadol can eat it. The kohen gadol can eat it. Not a gadol, I mean an adult. An adult kohen can eat it. Why don't we just say it's anything else? But Tosafot asks that question. Tosafot says, you know why we don't say it's anything else? Because challah applies to everybody. Everybody has challah. Everybody has bread. Truma? Not everybody has to give truma. Only people who own fields. It applies to everybody. You don't make it there. It only belongs to two people. Very interesting, Dib. Very interesting. Okay? Good? Very good. Okay. Next. Rav Nachman Bar Amram Bar Rami Bar Chama Havik Ozi Bar Arba. Rav Nachman Bar Amram and Rami Bar Chama were on a boat. So all from Amram left Nui. Amram had to go to the bathroom. So Asal Ahi, it's a woman came, Allah Kamayu. She had a chayla. Amrullah, she said to the guy, she said to the Rabbanim, Tamei Meis. I'm Tamei Meis. Right? Everybody today in 2011 is Tamei Meis. Every single one of us. I'm Tamei Meis. Mao Shiit Bal Biyachal Trumas Chutzlaret. So can I go to the mikvah to eat Trumas Chutzlaret? Rashi adds three words. Below Hair of Shemesh. What do I have to wait for nightfall? I'll go to the mikvah and then I can eat Trumas Chutzlaret. Not too much chutzlars. Too much shuvah chutzlars. What? Why doesn't she have to say? Because she didn't go to the mikvah yet. No. Can I go to the mikvah? Because her question was, or when am I ready to the mikvah? Do I have to wait the night for? Right. That's her question. What? When? Correct. But her. Right. But this is the Amorite. There's no big deal. Okay, so Amalahu, Amalei Rav Nachman, L'Roi Bar Chama, V'chi Azor Yesh Lanu? Do we have Paraduma here? We have Paraduma here? Says Rashi, top line, Bizman Azeh, the Kivon De'ein Achshav Hazor Bizman Azeh, since there's no Hazor Bizman Azeh, Herav Shemesh Nami Loboy. What are you waiting for nightfall for? What are you waiting for? Nightfall only makes sense if you have Paraduma. If you don't pour a doom, what are you waiting for nightfall for? Okay? That's what they told her. What? One second. She's tummy maid. So one second. So they told her, the only way you're going to get out of tummy maids is if you have paraduma. You don't have paraduma. What happens? So what do you have to wait for nightfall for? Ain't a chanami. 1 minute. Who goes to the mikvah for tummy maid? Nobody. Ain't a chanami. You don't have to. Says Tosfos, that wasn't the question, that wasn't the answer. The response was, B'chiyesh hazal lanu? Do we have the paraduma ashes on the boat? No, they're back in Yerushalayim. Says Tosfos, you see from here, the argument is Rashi, do I have to go back to Yerushalayim to go be sprinkled with paraduma, and then I'll come back here and eat with my family? Right? So the answer was, no, you don't have to do that. It says Tosfos, you see from here, the Paraduma ashes 200 years after the destruction of the Beit HaMikdash. You hear this? What? What do you mean? The Reb Chaim says, Rotten Tosfos doesn't make any sense. More than 200, 300 years. That's what Tosfos says. And by the way, Tosfos is not the only one to say it, but Truma says it, and the reason why they didn't carry wherever they went is because to bring it to the Eretz Amim, that's crazy. To bring the Paraduma to a place where you walk on the ground and it becomes Tameh, that's crazy. So they left it in Yerushalayim. They left it in Israel. If you ever wanted to go, go to Israel. That's wild. It's absolutely wild. No? It's not wild? What? Well, the Rashi makes much more sense. Look at the Tosfos Chiyazo Yesh Lanu. What? Right, Bizman Azeh. There's no Paraduma. What kind of question is this? What kind of question is this? Do I have to go wait till nightfall? What? She wasn't a Talmud Chacham. So that was her question. I remember, I heard my husband talking once, and I heard this whole thing. Do I have to do this? So they told her, there's no Paraduma. What do you have to do it for? Right? Look at the Chiyazah Yesh Lanu. V'lo hayinil nir lomer, shemetamin b'meid, hayuhokhinu mazin ba'aretz, they would go back to Eretz Yisrael, the chosen v'okhlin b'truma, to be shum tumas chutzlaret, lo mashu, lo chashu, v'chalas chutzlaret. Tosfos says, they'll go back, get sprinkled, and come back. So she said, do I have to do that? I'm on the boat? No, you don't have to do that. Right? By the way, it's Hidra B'chaim says, Simas lashana gemara yesh lanu, more Yosef Karashi. I think Rashi's right. Right? Rabbeinu Gershom, Shakavano hi al Zman Hazeh. We're talking about Zman Hazeh. That what? That no one had it. Very difficult to talk to. Okay. So, now, before they gave that answer, back to the Gemara top line, Amar le, Rami Bar Chama, lo laichosh le, Lutzaba, should we be choshish for Rav Amram? We went to the bathroom. Shouldn't we let him also give his 2 cents? So Adahachi, while they were discussing that, Asa Rav Amram, 1 minute. What do you mean? Okay. Asa Rav, I'll tell you why. Because it's giving him a chalokas Rashi and Tosfos, but not as anyway. Asa Rav Amram, Amalei, Hachi Amar Rav, Tamei Meis, Tovel V'Ochel. A Tamei Meis goes to the mikvah, V'Ochel. Says Rashi, the last wide line, V'Ein Tzarech Harav Shemesh. You don't have to wait for nightfall. Right? Bitrumas chutzlaret. Right? You want to eat Trumas chutzlaret and you come in mace? Go to the mikvah. You don't have to wait for nightfall. But let's hilchas akava say, we don't paskin like that. We don't paskin like what? What don't we paskin like? Right? Either one of two choices. Either you have to wait for nightfall, or don't have to even go to the mikvah. Says Tosfos. The Baha de Maastricht Tvila, Ela Filo Tvila, lo boy. You don't have to go to the mikvah with Manazeh. Who goes to the mikvah with Manazeh? Veloshin HaKudrit, lo Maastrichin. Rashi doesn't say that. What? The point is, you're Tamei Meis. So now you want to do something, you have to go to the mikvah? You hear the question? The Machlokas. You don't have to go to the mikvah even. Let's Hilchas HaKavasek, you're ready in 2 ways. Either you have to do it all, or you have to do nothing. Rashi seems to imply you have to do it all. You have to go to the mikvah, and you have to wait for nightfall. Tosfos says you don't have to go to the mikvah even. Go to the mikvah with Zman Hazeh for what? What doesn't make any sense? Right? So I think... Why? That's what he held. Exactly. So the less hilchas akava say, we don't hold like them. That's what they said to her on the boat. But they were wrong. On the boat they said X, really it's Y. Tosfos says, no, it's not Y, it's even Z. Right? No, it makes that perfect sense. They told her on the boat, you have to go to the mikvah. But you don't have to wait for nightfall. That they told her. Then said to Gemara, we don't hold like that. Says Rashi, right. You have to wait for nightfall also. Says Tosfos, you don't even have to go to the mikvah. That's what it means we don't hold like them. You don't even have to go to the mikvah. Unbelievable, Imam's 2 ends of the spectrum. Right? I think Tosfos won this fight. People don't go to the mikvah with Manazeh. Especially the one, can you imagine that? I don't know. No, there is none. Right. She's saying you can't transfer this machlokas to anything else. Right. Right. No, but the point is, like, is there any kiyum? Is there any if you want to get out of being tamei meis, for what reason? Right. So the idea is that you want to go up on the Har Habayis. Right. Uh huh. So does that remove the tamei meis? It does. It'll remove the tamei meis according to Rashi for purposes of derabanan. Right. Suffix. Right. Do what you can. Right. Uh-huh. Okay. Dharma Zutra Mishmei, listen to this. I'm not sure what this means. Dharma Zutra Mishmei Dirav Sheshes. Tame Sharet Tovel Va'ochel. Tame Sharet, you can go to the mikvah and you can eat it. Trumas Chutz Laretz. I'm sorry. Tame Sharet Tovel Va'ochel, but Trumas Chutz Laretz. Tame Sharet, you can go to the mikvah. Go right ahead and eat the trumas chutz laret, but let's hilchas a kavasei. We don't hold like that either. So what does that mean? So therefore, what's the story about taught by Sharon? Right? Not sure. Again, it can be either the other way. Either you have to wait for Arab Shemesh or nothing. Right? Okay. Yeah. Correct. Exactly what I should say. Right, we're going to do the best we can. Like Michael said, we're going to do the best we can. Right, and Tosfos says all bets are off. Right? That's basically what they're arguing about. Okay. Next, new story. Bechar nechal b'shana b'shana. We said a bechar could be eaten in one, during the first year of its life. We said it's a bit, whether it's a time or it's a mu'ad. Now, midik amar, nolad v'omum, and we said if it gets a mum, from the fact that it gets a mum in its first year, lememra de lashana di day manina. Obviously, we're counting the year from the birth of the animal, not from Rosh Chodesh or any other arbitrary point. By Meiser, it is an arbitrary point. We said Rosh Chodesh Elul is Rosh Hashanah for Meiser. So when Rosh Chodesh Elul comes, the baby turns 1 year old. I don't care how old it is. By Bukhar, we don't say that. But not Hanimili, how do you know that? Damar Buddha, my Rav, Amar Kra. L'fnei Hashem Elokecha tochlu shana b'shana. Right? That's what the pasuk says. Ezu shana shenichnases b'chaverta. How could you have shana b'shana? Haveyomer shana shel b'char. It's the shana of the b'char. Okay? Right. So the Nativ asked a bomb question. He says, well, what if an animal was born 4 days before Rosh Hashanah? Not Roy to be brought for 8 days. So you're going to go into the second year regardless. That has nothing to do with the animals, with the year of the animal. It is a calendar year issue. So he says maybe it means that the birthday was, that the animal had to be born 8 days before Rosh Hashanah. Not to violate, so that the life of the Zachar will go by his own life, not by the calendar life. Okay. Tana de Rav, Shana Bishana. Yom Echad B'Shanazu, Yom Echad B'Shanazu. Limeid al Bechar, this teaches you about a Bechar, Shenecha l'shnei yamim v'layla Echad. You can eat it for 2 days and one night. Why? Because it has to be a situation where it can go into the next year, and you can still eat the same Bechar. That means, you hear what that means? The problem with that is, they ask Kasha on that also. Let's say, you wouldn't hold from this thing, right? So let's say I shech the animal Erev Rosh Hashanah. I eat it Erev Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah night. Because no matter what, you get it 1 day in that night. So I'm eating it in 2 separate years. You get that? No matter what, I get that night. What do I need a limit for? So again, it has to do with the 8 days. I don't understand it fully. If the 8th day was Erev Rosh Hashanah, it wouldn't be the night. That's very complicated. The Beber of Mana Lahu, Yalfa Mikachim. He says, is that how you know that you eat it for 2 days and one night? It's learned out of Kachim. That's the 2 days. The issue of that it's the year goes by the birth of the animal. From Kachim. Kachim, Gufi Menolim. How do you know the same thing by Kachim? Amar Rav, Acha, Bar Yaakov, Amar Kra, it says, Kevet ben Shinaso. Shinaso, Shalov, Velo Shana Shal Minin Olam. It goes by his year, not by the year of anything else. V'Rav, Nechal, Shnei Yamim, V'Layel Echad Menolei. And Rav, how does Rav know? He can use it for 2 days and one night. Nachal, Bibsar, Miel, Lecha, Kechaza, Hatnufa, Ukeshok, Hayamin. Think Shirakas of Lechaza, Vishok, Shal Shlomim. Ma'ala, Halon, Shnei Yamim, V'Layel Echad, Avkan, Shnei Yamim, V'Layel Echad. Right, and then we're going to continue. Be'idach, and how does he know that you loaded it out from 2 days and one night? And we'll go back and we'll stop here, and we'll resume tomorrow. Everybody have a very good day.